In this bulletin, Australia's electronic surveillance laws set to be overhauled. South Australia eases social distancing measures at hospitality venues. And in basketball, the Sydney Kings name Adam Ford as the club's new head coach. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's electronic surveillance laws are set for an overhaul after the federal government agreed to the majority of the recommendations of a landmark intelligence report. One of the main findings of former intelligence chief Dennis Richardson's 1,600-page report is that the existing legal framework is unnecessarily complex and it's been outpaced by technology. He's recommended new electronic surveillance laws be created to replace acts dealing with telecommunications, device surveillance, and ASIO's powers. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says he expects the process to write the new legislation will take between 12 and 18 months.
That in itself would be perhaps the biggest national security legislative project in recent history, and it would require the repeal and rewriting of nearly 1,000 pages of existing law on warrants, interception and telecommunications.
China's deputy ambassador to Australia has accused Prime Minister Scott Morrison of overreacting to a social media post about alleged war crimes by soldiers in Afghanistan. Earlier this week, Mr. Morrison demanded a tweet by a Chinese government official be taken down as it contained an altered image of an Australian soldier holding a knife to the throat of an Afghan child. Deputy Ambassador Wang Xing-ing says Mr. Morrison's reaction to the post has drawn more attention to the issue in China.
Now there's a much larger visibility of the Brereton report in China. More people are attentive to what has happened in Afghanistan. So, and also people wondered why a national leader would have such a strong opinion to an artwork done by a normal young artist in China.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says he's relieved genomic testing has shown a COVID-19 infection reported in a hotel worker yesterday hadn't been transmitted locally. The discovery of a case in a cleaner who worked at the Novotel and Ibis hotels in Darling Harbour broke the state's run of 26 days without a local infection and raised concerns about possible community transmission in Sydney. No other locally transmitted cases have been identified in New South Wales, and hundreds of people who potentially had contact with the COVID-19 positive hotel worker remain in isolation. Mr. Hazzard says it's highly likely the woman contracted coronavirus from a self-isolating airline crew member who'd returned from the United States. And South Australia's hospitality venues will be able to double their capacity to one patron per 2 square metres after the 4 square metre rule was scrapped. The easing of the restriction was originally supposed to take effect in mid-December, but the state's transmission committee has brought it forward effective immediately. While the 4 square metre rule will remain for other activities, further rules could be relaxed as early as next Friday. A genomics hub will be set up at the University of Melbourne to help advance research in fields like infectious diseases, including coronavirus. The hub is being billed as the first of its kind in the Asia-Pacific region and is a $60 million joint venture between the university, the Victorian government, and a United States biotech group, Illumina. It will bring together the best genomic expertise and technology in Australia and drive improved research in multiple fields. Illumina's chief executive, Francis D'Souza, says the COVID-19 pandemic has shone a light on the important role that genomics play in responding to infectious disease outbreaks.
There's no doubt that genomics will certainly change the future of patient care here in this country and spearhead Australian genomics innovation at a global scale. Never has the value of genomic sequencing been more evident and apparent than it has this year.
Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras members are preparing to vote on a contentious proposal to ban police and corrective services officers from next year's parade. The development is the latest in an ongoing debate over the political direction of Australia's most high-profile pride event, which began in 1978 as a protest. The motion has been put forward by Pride in Protest, an activist group fighting for the parade to return to its roots. The vote at a weekend annual general meeting will call on police organisations and associated groups to be barred from having floats in all future Mardi Gras parades in recognition of the violence perpetrated against First Nations people. To sport, the Sydney Kings have named Adam Ford as the NBL club's new head coach, replacing Will Weaver. Ford, an assistant coach to Weaver since last year, had been named in an interim position following the 36-year-old's departure for an assistant's role in the NBA with the Houston Rockets. The job will be Ford's first as head coach after spending several seasons as an assistant in the NBL, firstly with Perth. He says tagging on a role at the club he's already working at will be beneficial. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloud clearing 24. Adelaide, showers and becoming windy 28. Melbourne, similar conditions 26. Hobart, rain increasing 22. Canberra, showers and 30. Wollongong, a shower or two with a possible storm 25. Sydney, similar conditions 28. Newcastle, showers with a possible late storm 31. Brisbane, sunny 32. Cairns, partly cloudy 33. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.